next question. So it's been great to hear from you all that there has been like an increase in interfaith initiatives recently, and especially since the Walsall for All kind of project and more opportunities that were provided through that. Looking to the future, what do you think would support better mixing between people of different faiths and beliefs in Walsall? Does anyone want to start as well? It's quite a big question.
I mean, I don't mind saying very boldly that our Walsall Council has been very, very helpful in organizing these interfaith events and the projects we are running in All Saints, Darlaston. And I think with the help of council and the support, we will continue this work. And Walsall Council has been very helpful, and we appreciate their support for the interfaith work in Walsall.
Now, I think my hope is that present circumstances don't kind of wear us down, and that we don't kind of lose the enthusiasm that's clearly here and listening to others in this conversation. I also hope that more faith leaders show an interest and get involved and see the blessings that these kind of relationships can bring. Personally, in terms of faith meeting faith, we can't wait to be able to get back in person safely, because that's, you know, face to face, I feel that that's when friendships really blossom. Although our online activities have been fascinating and been great in the meantime. We had been doing workshops in our different places of worship where we go and talk to different groups about interfaith relationships and kind of field their questions. Some are quite really kind of fascinating questions that people come up with. And just before lockdown came into play, we were in conversation with the local primary school about running workshops for the kids and possibly the parents there as well about relationships between faiths. And I really hope that that can get going when things become more free and more open.